All right, we're recording.
Yay!
Welcome back, everybody. It feels like it's been forever since we played, even though we played last week.
That's true.
So, last time on a very momentous session of Dungeons & Dragons, we started the session with Shims having decoded Tybalt's letters, finding a hidden message inside where he described what the devil's current plan was, namely that they're making an artifact to build themselves their own plane of existence that they can operate out of outside of the astral sea. You all realize that, hey, that's actually not that bad of an idea, and we're kind of on board with it, but realize that the fact that they're being so secretive about it probably implies that there might be a little more going on than you know, or something you're missing. But you all decided to go ahead and proceed, put that aside for the moment, and proceed with plan Kill Lord Amari. So, working with Vakalis, you all went to Rakad, to his tower, where he told Lord Amari that he had imprisoned you all. And then, using his dope-ass tomb-striding spell, took you all in a carriage through the streets of Rakad into Tabar, where you were led inside of Lord Amari's tower. Once you arrived, the mind fuckery began.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you were in a throne room. Of course, it was an illusion. Tony was permitted to go into a side room where the real Lord Amari sat on the bed enfeebled. And Tony found out that he had an additional sibling that he didn't know about. Stormwind Shakiri, leader of the Shakiri crime family, who 22 years ago killed Lord Amari. Or not killed Lord Amari, enfeebled Lord Amari. and taking her place in the Prismatic Arcanum before ascending to the top of the Shakiri crime family. Tony found out that he and his siblings were created as illusionary kittens, made real via a magical process. And Shakiri basically told you all that she brought you here to get you to not kill her, to leave her alone, that you all were going on a wizard-killing spree, and she didn't want you all to come here and fuck up her carefully laid plans in the city. You didn't believe her. But after talking it over with your siblings and after talking with Stormwood inside of a pocket dimension, you all decided to tie up an unenfeebled Lord Amari. And when doing so, she gave a big, long monologue about kind of what she had done and why she had done it. Basically having been born as a tabaxi and reincarnated as a human after dying in a fight against an ancient dragon, and then using the money from said dragon horde to build this arcanum, finding human wizards to raise her tabaxi children so that she could watch her tabaxi children kill them, as she really seems to hate wizards, or she really seems to hate humans.
Yeah, it's weird.
And she had the expectation that, yeah, you know, once you were raised and had been taught magic, that she would then prod you into killing them and forming a real Prismatic Arcanum. Unfortunately, her plan was disrupted by the one tabaxi that she was raising, Stormwood, who growing up without any siblings and being raised by an absolute monster of a person, grew up without a moral compass and was ambitious and ruthless and power hungry. And so having stolen a good chunk of Amari's hoard, was able to hire 7 wizards, and together the 8 of them enfeebled Amari. So.
You're right.
You good?
Yeah,
so, once you all learn that, the 7 siblings put it to a vote on to whether or not to kill the enfeebled Lord Amari. Wisp, Tony, and Forthwind all voted against killing her, and Bacallus, Hummingbird, Cloudfang, and then lastly the deciding vote, Magpie, decided to end her life. So, Weary and Taika simultaneously using their swords decapitated her. And the moment that happened, you all were shunted out of Stormwind's tower and back onto the streets. You decided to stay in Tabar after kind of talking about what it all meant and getting no satisfactory answers, you decided to stay in Tabar for a little bit. And Lenari was able to reach out to a contact that she had made along the road, a Brittany Wheatflow, who suggested you all stay at the Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow Tavern in Wheatflow territory. So you did just that. Going there, getting a nice room for the four of you, and having a lunch and a drink while Taika visited her old nemesis, Evelyn, a Wheatflow soldier who kind of grew up on the streets with Taika, kind of combatively. Neither of them would have ever described themselves as friends, but rivals, nemesis. But it was very clear that, like, Evelyn missed Taika after Taika left. Evelyn mentioned that she'd heard a lot of your adventures, having that you killed Reinhard, became the Marshal of the Regatta, killed a bunch of wizards, you bragged about collecting constables.
That part's the best.
And then Evelyn told you that Tara Wheatflow had made her go talk to Talia about you while Casimiro read her mind. She told him the truth of everything, none of which was too damning for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then Talia told her that if she saw you again, tell you to come home. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You've also found out that your former captain, Ella, has been made the second, the underboss of the organization. So, having finished talking to Evelyn, but agreeing to get a drink with her maybe later that day at the tavern, you went back into the tavern and had a drink with your friends. And we are going to start not there, but about an hour prior.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we forgot to say goodbye to Irsip.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of got, I think we were all exhausted emotionally, and, you know, we just kind of forgot. So, also, before we start, should we order food?
Yeah, probably.
Nah, let's just eat banana bread and candy and cookies.
I mean, good.
I think Caitlin would die after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole
what's
going to
happen?
I'm just kidding. All right, well, I'm gonna
been secretly poisoning you this whole time.
I've been poisoning myself.
I'm going to go ahead and pause this, and then we'll order some food and get started.
My favorite. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so we're back. So basically, Taika says, you know, we should stay at the bar another night. Y'all put up your disguises. And, you know, Inari reaches out to Rennie. And these three start walking away, Tony, leaving you with your siblings for just a moment.
Well?
Vikala says, that was fucked up.
That was real fucked up. But I think it's important for us to remember that although our origins are really messed up, like, we're still good. Like, we still have the experiences that we had as children and now, and we still fought to be back together. And so, I don't think that this changes things as much as maybe I thought it might when we first found out an hour or so ago.
Todd Fang says, it's never too late to burn the tower down.
I mean, you're a free agent. You do what you want. But I'm just going to cut our losses because I think that as messed up as this all is, I'm so glad that I have you guys and that I'm so glad that whatever came out of this, we were in it together.
I agree. Bring it in. Bring it in, Fam Jam.
Yay!
So you'll go in for a big hug there in the street. And Nicola says, well, I'm going to return to Rakkad. And, well, I think I will stay at Bacallus, but perhaps they will find out that a tabaxi is running the tower after all.
Mmm.
And Corthwyn says, I have no desire to return to Malanga. It can shove its upside-down pyramid up its ass, but Malanga has a giant upside-down floating pyramid.
Mm.
But I'll make sure that nobody is able to gain access to the tower there and check on it periodically. Hummingbird and I have been talking, and we're going to join Wisp and Averna. And make sure that Averna's covered and also spend some time recovering. We all need to recover.
Yeah. I mean, let's let all this sit for a bit, but just know that I love you guys, and we're okay.
And I, of course, will be minding the tower in Ajuba and becoming even more well-liked in the city. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't like me?
Exactly.
Somebody else is getting ready to start our own crime family.
Magpie hands you couple sheaves. She says these have all the teleportation circles for all the towers that we control. So if you ever need to get to Ajuba or Averna or Rakad, or Malanga, you've got a way.
Nice.
And of course, you'll put your sending stones into the circle and tap them against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you love your siblings now. Sending stone away. And, all right. The Baxies, dissemble! And, you see three teleportation circles drawn in the road, and each of them disappears off to their respective towers. And you run and catch up with your friends as you go and do the things that happened at the end of last session.
Just quick question. Can we go through all of the places that we have teleportation circles in? So
sure.
We have Ajuba, Averna, Malanga, because I want to mark them.
Yeah. You've got one to Averna, okay. One to Ajuba.
Averna.
Okay,
Bronzeport via Harita.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one in Taksum via Haindrick. Rakad now through Bacalus.
Cool.
Malanga. I think that's it. Any that I missed? Let's see. Let's go through the other towns.
Wasn't it like through Haindrick we can get to Tabar?
No.
You
he doesn't.
Oh, that was a different one. He has two doors.
He has a door to Rakad and Bronzeport.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was Bronzeport and Tabar. Okay.
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I keep getting some of like mixed up with where we.
No, that's all right. You got your fast travel points.
Cool.
It is. It is the 15th of death still on Amesis Day for the Tieflings. You all are at here today, gone tomorrow. A fancy tavern / inn right on the strip of the Tabar.
It's the evening, right?
It is.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, is there anything that you all would like to do this evening before you take a long rest?
I think I'm just ready to take a long rest.
I did want to share a plan of something I wanted to do with the group.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some wild-ass information from Ty. I'm not totally satisfied with that. And so I wanted to go talk to him and speak with Dead Scroll, because I know that they have his body in cold storage right now.
Yeah.
And I know what I want to ask him. Two of the three questions that I have are more personal, but I do want to ask him, because I'm assuming he broke his contract with the devils, and he got murked for it. But at this point,
he died because
I can't imagine he's still under any obligation.
Well, no.
I'd imagine
just to clarify, him putting that stuff in the letter is what killed him.
Yes.
Directly.
The moment.
Yeah.
So he was able to hide it in the letter, but the moment he finished giving you the key,
instructions.
That was
yeah.
when he had broken it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And my understanding is that once he has broken it, he's also no longer under an obligation, because he got the punishment that was promised.
Roll me a religion check.
Okay, fuck.
Can I help, or can I try to help?
If you can tell me how you're going to help.
Thinking.
Discussion.
You could roll one yourself if you'd like.
It's okay, we're about to take a long rest and I still have use of flesh.
I'm looking at all your skills right now and not one of you has religion.
No, that's what I was like, maybe it'd be good to check. I have +5 to religion. Because of my, it's an intelligence thing.
Oh, that was, wait, I got a 19.
I did too,
but yours is better.
Okay, so 19 plus 5, 24.
Yeah, I'd say, typically, death will release you from a contract unless it is written into the contract that it doesn't.
Fuck you. Okay. Well, when we don't know the details of the contract.
We don't know the details of the contract. But,
I feel like they probably covered their bases, but...
One of your questions could be, are you still bound to this contract even in death?
I mean, that feels like... I don't know. I feel like... Okay, so like I said, two of the questions are personal ones, so I want...
And you get...
Four?
Five questions.
Oh, five?
Five? I thought it was three.
Why did you do this?
I don't know.
Okay.
You did not ask questions. I don't know the answer.
You had 4.5 questions.
Like the lady on the airplane when she was talking about the exit, she's like, there are 8 exits. And I'm like, 8 exits? Sorry.
Let me confirm. But
I thought it was 3.
Well, it's because 3 is a magic number and 5 is not.
Yeah. And 5.
Also, wasn't that what was in the movie?
Maybe that's also in the movie. Maybe the 3. Yeah. No. You get 5 questions.
Movies aren't cool. Real. Yeah.
No, I watched a play about this. I swear, an in-universe play. Okay. So 5. So that's good. So we might be able. Depending on how that goes, we could either not get anything and just have more time to chat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's directly
asking a question.
Direct questions and answers.
I have 2 personal questions.
Do you want to get
and
those
if
out
he
of the way
can
first?
Answer those, yes, I do very much want to ask those.
Do you love me?
I think I will ask him about the thing that I wanted to ask was basically why were the devils being so secretive about this? It sounds like they were doing a good thing. What reason could they have had to go through all of this trouble? Was there some danger that they were anticipating or something? And if he can't answer that question because he's still bound by his contract, then I guess he can't answer anything.
You get 2 more personal questions.
Yeah, okay. Keep in your pants. Only one person is getting off to this. but yeah, we'll see. And if he can't answer that, then we can get more information and see what we can do.
Sounds good.
Well, and that's in Rakan, so you will have to... You might have to wait until you wrap up anything you want to do in Dabar, because it's hard to get back to Dabar.
For sure, yeah. I just thought I would add that to the to-do list.
Yeah.
Can you cast Speak with Dead?
Only she can.
Oh.
Alright, so... anything else you want to do this evening?
I want to look around and see if there's any, like, what the people that are in this, is it just, like, a bar down here, or is it, like, other stuff, too?
Oh, no, there's a, it's a, so it's like kind of, it's a, it's, you know, it's designed to bring in tourists and to separate money from their wallets,
okay.
And so there's a very, you know, everything is kind of luxe and gilded. The place, you know, there's the kind of the dining room that you all are in where you can eat and have drinks, but there's a nicer bar that has, like, you know, people, a person singing, and there's some parts where, you know, people dancing. There's also some side tables with, you know, some casino games. Though there's, you know, just a small sampling of casino games. There's a bigger casino
Across the street or whatever.
Just a little interjection. I do speak with Dead Scroll.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought we would need to buy one. Like,
we can always use that.
It's good to have in your pocket.
Yeah.
Can wizards cast speak with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we get ourselves in enough situations that that's a good thing to just have on hand.
I think I'm going to walk around, get a drink, do some dancing, but, like, watch people and see if there's anyone that seems like a total asshole or...
Is that your type?
No.
She wants to fuck with somebody.
Yeah.
Well,
I have no plan.
I would say let's at least stay in town one more day and I can show you around tomorrow.
Ooh. Give us the good old tour.
Mm-hmm. Something like it.
Hometown tour. We're going on hometowns.
Mm. Hometowns.
I feel like most of it's just going to be like, don't go there.
I'm not going to take you anywhere. You shouldn't go.
Yeah, but just you might point in the general direction.
Just going around explaining which gang controls which territory.
Yeah, so Inari, I say keep an eye on it, and you see one patron catches your eye. You're kind of looking for an interesting asshole or something, and there's a gnome who is kind of bouncing back and forth between like the kind of the swankier part of the bar, like the bar lounge. And then kind of crossing back over the tables, and so he's kind of, you see them, you know, going over, playing a couple of quick games of dice, then they run back over to the tavern and get more drinks.
Do they run?
Not literal running, but, you know,
are
hustling.
They hurried?
They're hustling, yeah. Mm. They seem to be kind of hyperactive, but they also seem to be, like, they're kind of rude to people, you know, both customers and employees alike, but they also seem to have a heavy purse because they are putting big bets down on the tables and getting expensive drinks.
Can I, like, try to try to discreetly cast Detect Thoughts?
Where are you discreetly casting Detect Thoughts?
If you let me know, I'll make some cover for you.
Sure.
Like you're facing the bar, and so I'll just like block you in a little bit or something. Would that work?
Yeah. Which room? Which of the three rooms are you doing it in?
I think definitely not the
gambling
one. Mm-hmm. Probably the bar. Mm-hmm. Like one of the times he's either coming in or leaving. Probably leaving, or like when his back is to me.
Okay. Roll me a stealth check with a help with advantage because you're getting a help action from that one. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, is that your name?
Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah.
Am I Daniel Radcliffe right now?
Oh, no, you're Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart right now.
Patrick. Stealth check.
Mm-hmm.
22.
Nice.
Did he get himself stealth?
Sorry, did you say stealth or sleight of hand?
Stealth.
21.
You cast a spell, and your skin starts to glow.
Stop it, drop it. Would I have known that would happen?
This is not something that happened the last time you were here. This is something new.
Shit. This never happened before. Drop that shit right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
As you start to glow and you drop the spell, like, the glow starts to fade away, but you see an employee come over to you discreetly. It's like, new policy, ma'am, please no magic in the tavern or in the lounge or gambling area.
Sounds good.
How long has that been a policy?
He says we just implemented it last month. Artificer came through town that was able to install some devices that were able to do this, which is great. It's really cut down the number of people using illegal charm magic to try to pick up people.
Oh, pick up.
Tomorrow's really not all that bad.
What,
it depends on which... who's,
no, I yeah. say it, though. Yeah, I'm yeah. standing in Weedflow territory. I say it.
Oh, as you say that, the employee actually gives you a genuine smile. We hope you enjoy the rest of your stay.
Thanks.
And they take off.
Hey, did the Arenas or the Spiros do the same thing?
As you say those names, his demeanor shifts slightly, because, you know, tourists don't know those names. And he just goes,
I will take the rabbit's foot that Irini gave me all the way back in session two, and I will hand it, put it in my hand and just show it slightly.
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Oh, that's a 9. It's better. I need to repaint these. It's 12. Persuasion, 17. No, wait. My persuasion isn't that good. 13.
He kind of leans in closer and says, well, this perhaps isn't the right place to talk about it. But I do believe that the Orinas also made some purchases from that other place, or I don't think the spyros did.
Yeah, fair enough.
And,
I didn't think so either. Good to know.
Have a great day.
Wait,
you too.
Do you know what the artificer's name was? Just out of curiosity.
Yes. Her name was Isabel Fay.
Does that sound familiar?
It does not.
Okay, cool. I feel like we've met so many. I was like,
he says, water genasi.
Ah, thank you. Just curious. I guess I'm gonna try to roll for seduce with the gnome and just like not try to steal anything from him, but like, you know, take his money in whatever way he'll give it to me without realizing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So where
you're
not
stealing it, you're swindling it.
Where do you want to intercept this gnome?
Probably at the bar.
Okay, so he goes up to the bar, and you hear him order a drink. And as you look, you realize that drink is a 100 gold piece apiece drink.
Holy shit!
It is. It's kind of like one of those, like if you go to like a there's certain parts of Seattle or other big cities where you can get like an A5 steak wrapped in gold that they'll sell you for like $5,000 or whatever. Like this is, you know, like. The bar has one of those on the menu because why not? But you get the idea that it's not something anybody would order, and it doesn't sound like that good of a drink.
Yeah.
And he's tapping his foot, waiting for it.
Is that drink any good at all?
He says, or they say, yeah, it's the best. It's the best one you can get, so it's got to be the best. Tastes so good.
It does taste good.
Yeah. It tastes great. It's great. You get an elevator eyes, you have been. Or they, sorry. What's your name?
Sorry, I didn't think about actually talking to him. I can only think of one of your
names. I know!
aren't you disguised as Hermione right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are!
My name's Emma.
Enchanté, Emma. My name's Nyx. And I'm not just wealthy, I'm well endowed.
Oh, really? You know, I could kind of tell from the way you were walking.
I get that a lot. Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Patrick is having a hard time keeping his old wrinkly ass face.
What am I
And also roll me a perception check.
Okay, what was the first one? Persuasion?
His name is Nyx?
N-I-X, yep.
26, and then a perception. 18.
Okay, so he obviously, whatever you want, he will. but you also notice that they... their outfit, the way that it's cut, you kind of recognize the styling of it. This person is somebody wealthy from Bronzeport. And as you think about that, our food has just arrived, so we'll have some food.
His outfit is somebody wealthy from Bronzeport.
Yes. And you just had introduced yourself as Emma. And he told you as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did. Huh. So where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Bronzeport.
Does he
Does that seem...
Does he say that weird like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds like it's a lie.
He says it exactly like that.
I mean, I'm nearby. Can I roll an inside check on his fuck?
I kind of wish I was there now. I'm just fascinated in this situation.
I
want
to know... I want to know if he's got eyes on exits, if he's concerned with anybody, if he feels he's under threat from anybody.
Okay.
I want to know what he's looking at.
Yeah, I want to know if he lied.
Fuck you. Other than her tits, I want to know what he's looking at. And I mean, she's been watching him for a while, so I've been able to keep an eye on him a little bit, too.
He's on drugs.
Oh! Yeah,
that makes sense.
He's not lying.
Okay.
He's on drugs.
High as a fucking cot. Okay, and then... And
you've seen this 100 times before. You know, he probably didn't get it from here because the weeklies don't deal drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely on moon sugar.
Mm. Is that cocaine?
What do I
know
Sorry,
about that?
It's just moon sugar. It's so funny.
It's great.
It's like a fairy tale. Like,
I mean, we are in a fairy tale land. It's great.
He was snorting fairy dust.
And I knew exactly what you were talking about as soon as you said it.
Alright, so. So he says, I'm from Osborne.
Do you have...
Where are you from?
I'm from Rakkad.
I'm from Bronxport. You're from Rakkad. We're going to meet in the middle.
That's right.
Our middles are going to meet.
That's right, they are. Definitely. Do you,
He says, I've never scaled such a lovely mountain before, but don't worry. I'm experienced.
Can you imagine just hearing puking noises?
Mm-hmm.
And,
says, can I buy you a drink?
You definitely can.
What would you like?
Make him buy you the $100 drink.
I don't think I want to drink it, though.
Yeah, you could pour it down a drain somewhere.
I guess if you say the $100 one is, or if you say the whatever name is.
The Gilded Lily.
The Gilded Lily, is that good, then?
Oh, yeah, you gotta have one. He drinks his, like
oh
a
God.
Shot.
Oh my God.
He's a bartender, two more Gilded Lilies.
Wow. Huh.
I've drank Gilded Lilies before, but never at a tavern.
I'm getting a gummy bear, you monster. Alright, so, that I have not choked on that. The bartender makes a drink. He puts there's a little lily flower that gets put in the top of it. It's like gold leaf. He sets the one in front of each of you.
How does it taste?
It tastes like a gin and tonic.
Okay, so it's fine.
In fact, suspiciously just like a gin and tonic.
What games have you been playing?
Well, I've been rolling the dice a lot, but any games you have in mind?
Oh, I really enjoy watching people play, is it poker? Or like, what's whatever card game?
Three Dragon Ante.
Three Dragon Ante. It really gets me going, if you know what I mean.
I start puking back in our...
let's go find a Three Dragon Ante table right now.
And I'm like, go get it. A table.
All right, I go.
We're gonna do this.
I go get a table at a Three Dragon Ante.
Okay, so you go sit down. You lead him over. I'm gonna need you both to make me deception checks, and I'm gonna let you know he's rolling at disadvantage.
Okay.
Because he's high.
Oh no! This seems like a low stakes.
You rolled a natural one.
Oh, I rolled a natural one.
Yeah. If it helps, I rolled a 31.
I'm carrying.
Let's just, you two are going to have no problem swiveling this man.
I'm 31. Okay, we're good.
Like, any sus that your natural one would have, like, dropped from him, like, is, A, he's coked out of his mind. That's why I say moonshirted out of his mind. And two, like, he is immediately enamored that somebody showed him the slightest bit of attention.
Yeah. This is my Viola Davis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, actually, that actually helped a lot.
Yeah. Even on a nat one, that helps.
Because he's focused on two things, and neither of them are your face.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so. With your 31.
I'm reading the news.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that you...
And that was just our deceptions, right?
I'm kind of short. This is going to be kind of... Mm-hmm. Alright, so... at some point, as you know, you play some, he plays a couple of hands with you, he goes back to get more drinks. At some point, one of the bartenders kind of comes up to you discreetly
mm-hmm.
and says, "You're not really into the dome, are you?"
Depends on why you're asking.
Look, I'll just serve you water or gin and tonics. We split the 100 gold pieces 50-50. How's that
sound? That sounds amazing.
I love Tamar.
So you get, you win off of him with your side, because you know all the hands.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
200 platinum pieces.
What?
And Mari, you get another, gotta do the math here.
Oh.
20 platinum pieces out of drinks.
Wow. And you said I had 20... I got 20 off of him?
Yeah, 200.
200 platinum!
2,000 gold pieces.
That's so much! Can I have a pencil?
Do we split this evenly?
Yeah,
or
for sure.
Between you and I?
We're doing the work! So we get 100 platinum each?
Do you need the pencil for more than a minute?
Yes, I was gonna... Well, I mean, oh. Technically no. But,
oh, okay.
Let me just use it here. If we're gonna do more money things, then yes.
Oh, I think I might have my own pencils if we're running short.
Hold on, I think I got some more. Yeah, I just did.
Okay, cool, thank you.
Thank you.
It's actually 110.
110?
It's 20
okay.
Was from the... Or, yeah, there was 20 platinum.
All right, so while these two are running that scam, what are the two of you doing?
What are we doing? I mean, I always like a good little gambling outing. Yeah.
Sure, I'll join Tony because I don't want to... hang around the room on my own.
So you two are Chips just, you two are just casually gambling while you see these two running this giant scam.
Oh yeah, I think I'm still dressed like Ron Weasley, so I look kind of like ignorant and young, like I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just kind of using that to my advantage and be like, what's this game called?
Performance check.
It's like that meme that the fuck, what the fuck are you? The fuck am I?
Performance.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop. 9.
You want to flash your changes?
Yeah, I'll do it. I got a bunch of
uses
of it.
No,
you're
it's
just a straight plus 5.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we'll just do this old trick again. You want high, low, or sevens?
Low.
All right, I'm going to say with your roll, a 7 will also count as low. So basically, you increase the odds a little bit in our favor.
Okay.
Nice. That's an 8.
Mm. Oh.
So you end up down 14 gold pieces.
Okay.
So that's what I'm picturing. Just the Ron, like, confusion faces.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that scene.
I'm trying to think if there's something else I would want to do. Did you say 14 or 16?
14.
Okay. Are there any, like... matches or stuff like magical cockfights or like horse races or whatever.
Not in this tavern, but you would. If it's a vice, it's in Tabar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I almost want to like come up with my own like side hustle out on the street. Like I get so poorly and try and get some of my money back.
I feel like you'd be good at that.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I can do with my artificing stuff.
In your heads, I'll also say, guys, remember, it's also only our first night into bar. Don't get thrown out. I do have business tomorrow.
It's illegal to hustle.
You have.
On the
I feel like in or tomorrow you probably have to do something super illegal to get thrown out. We're yeah. just having
Unless
a little
you
time.
Piss off one of the families. I'm just saying.
Well, I'll right. just stop if they say something. Yeah.
We also don't know who is or isn't important in this town, so that is something to keep in mind.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm like, telling you.
I love the faffoing of it.
Yeah. The what?
Fuck around and finding out.
I don't like faffo.
Fuck around and find out.
I think if you're going to say it, you should have to say the whole thing. Yeah. Fuck around and find out.
Oh, that's cute.
That's one of my barbarian
Oh, I
want to
see the...
Stickers.
I didn't know there was, you had a sticker of it.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my barbarian
Oh,
stickers.
That's actually so pretty.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, that's really good.
I like that one.
I think I'll just kind of use my hat of disguise as like a parlor trick. And have Shems outside going, come one, come all. See your favorite character in person, or your favorite. And then
make out with your favorite. No, I'm just
and I'll just be behind like a curtain or something.
So you're basically like the people in Times Square that are dressed up
yeah.
like
yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Not
yeah.
Can he have like Suki around his neck? You know how like in Times Square you can have. I've had that happen where a guy had like a trained snake.
Yeah.
He's like, for $5, you can play with a snake.
So we'll just kind of run all the gambits we can think of, but one of them is, you know, come up and whisper your favorite person into the curtain and they'll magically appear.
Nice.
I love it.
That's hilarious.
Roll me a performance check.
Can I give them advantage by telling them in advance where to set up, where this might be the most successful?
Yeah, I'll say that's a good use of help action. It'll also give you advantage on the stealth check I didn't do.
Okay. For money. 16.
Okay. Any modifications you'd like to make? This is for how successful your...
A flash of genius will make that a 21.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a stealth check from both of you.
Oh, from both of us?
You got this.
Do they both get help from me?
I
do.
And I'll say you both have advantage on the roll due to Titus' help.
Non-magical guidance. I've got another 16.
It's a stealth. That's also a 16 from me.
Nice.
Not bad.
I feel like that's good.
Any modifications?
Should we have modifications?
I'm just asking, I'm not telling.
I think 16 is good.
Never hurts to ask.
Okay. Right.
I also want to keep my flash of genius in case we get ourselves in some hot water.
Alright, so you set up out with some money-making doofums and japes, and I'll come back to you. Alright, so after your evening of swindling, Nick's his coin purse seems to be a little deflated from where it was before. He says, well, this has been fun, but how about we maybe take this upstairs? And he kind of looks over at you, Viola. He's like, or the three of us could go.
I'm going to say in your head, let's get him to his room and I'll knock him out.
Oh. No, I was thinking something else, but that works.
Oh, do you want to go?
I was just going to belittle him a little bit, but...
Oh,
that works. That's fun.
I can just bonk him on the head once he gets up in his bed.
Sure.
Is that a sex thing?
Nope.
I will also say I feel like humiliating him might also be the thing he's a little more into.
Yeah, right. Like don't do something you would actually like.
So you both are gonna go.
I'll go up and then I will, unless you tell me not to, I'll just conk him, cold conk him, and put him in his bed.
I just have to go to the restroom real quick, and he dashes off.
I grab him and put him
in
his bed.
No, this is before you go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
I want to listen wherever he goes.
Yeah,
is he going to do more drugs?
He's going to get another
hit.
He runs into the bathroom and roll me perception check.
More drugs.
Not great. 16.
You hear a loud sound of snorting,
okay.
And then a person saying, hey, you can't do that in here. Get the fuck out. Then he comes back out and says, all right, ladies, let's go.
Yes.
All right, so he takes you upstairs to the penthouse, the top suite. he opens the door, and it's like a room that is essentially the size of the entire building. It's just the whole top floor.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, so, should we stand up for some bubbly? I'm assuming that's the point when he gets conked in the
head. Bonk.
And then...
Like little bunny Fufu.
Yeah!
Roll me a jack check real quick.
Sure. Ooh, that's a 2. I imagine he's not that strong, though, so that's
later.
A 10 to hit.
Oh, with advantage, because he is...
Okay.
Distracted by my titties.
Yeah. That's a 20. Dirty 20.
He goes out like a sack.
Do you have any problem with us looking around just to see if there's anything fun in here?
Sure, whatever you want.
All right.
Now that he's unconscious and not making me feel dirty, we can stay as long as you want.
Just
want
to see if he has anything we can take.
Sure.
Just do a light search and, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you care about the effort, what we look like.
Oh, I'm going to lose this disguise tomorrow. Oh, yeah, cool. So he'll never see us again, even if we see him.
Perfect.
Are you just going to leave him on the floor? Or?
I'll put him in the bed.
Yeah.
Leave him on the floor?
Should we put him in a weird position? I don't know.
Put him in the chair upside down.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then roll me perception checks as you free to search the room.
Another 12.
Ooh.
Perception?
29.
17.
Girl, what modifiers are you using? What? I feel like you always roll so
plus
well.
10, so.
Yeah. I have been rolling on the well side tonight.
Okay. All
right, so you find like a bunch of like fancy silk outfits and things for befitting a person of his like size and station. Each of those outfits is probably worth, 20 to 50 gold pieces apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And then Inari, you find like empty bottles of champagne, bags of drugs.
Oh my god!
Like moon sugar and like some mushrooms. And...
Do we have psychic whispers up?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something? Grab some of those drugs!
No, absolutely not. And I will say that out loud to you, not in our heads. Absolutely not.
And I'm just gonna go, do.
Don't do it.
Okay,
when we're using psychic whispers, can you whisper something just to one specific person?
I don't know.
I've kind of been treating it that way, that it was like those individual connections and a group chat, but maybe not. Mm.
I don't know if it's defined.
Okay.
However you say.
Features and traits. Bob has some features and traits. Psychic whispers. Yeah, I'd say that it says you can. I'd say you can be one-on-one or all.
Oh,
okay, cool.
Thanks.
And then I'm just gonna tell you, just tell him you'll do it, and I'll like crush up some vitamin B powder.
Somebody would see.
Tony
looks like he's been getting the rickets.
Just hide his medicine in it,
Start mushing it in the sweet tree or the tree to get the shower.
Well, we found, like clothes, whatever, but we found empty champagne bottles and
drugs.
Sorry, get distracted by the second whisper.
Oh, no, it's okay.
No money. But you do notice something. You recall when you checked in, the innkeeper was telling you that each room has its own personal safe.
Mm-hmm.
This is shut and locked.
You gonna try it? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Make me a thieves tools check.
With advantage because I'm helping?
Are you helping?
What kind of lock is it?
It's a combo lock.
A combo lock? Then I will, is this something that will be like by touch or sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will, basically put up some blankets in a couple different places to kind of get her the most soundproof area that she can get.
All right, so you dim the rest of the sound coming in. Mm-hmm. I love it. Good use of the help action. So you roll with advantage for this thieves' tools check.
I can never remember what.
Plus dex. Dex plus proficiency.
Okay. Dex plus proficiency. Where am I? 4 plus
2.
2 is 6. 23.
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Also, you know what you can do? I just put these tools with the plus on the bottom there.
I will do that.
These saves are suspiciously easy to and in fact, as you open this, you're like, the DC on this was like 15. Maybe we shouldn't keep our stuff in this save, in these saves.
Uh-huh.
So you open it up, and you see 3 bags inside. One of which is a bag of holding, and 2 of which are velvet pouches.
I'm narrating this to everybody.
What's in? Let's
go say, through. I got a velvet pouch.
Yeah, so do I. do any of them?
Oh, Tony! No one needs to see that.
Look like they could be like trapped or anything, or they just like.
Roll me an investigation check.
Okay.
Question: when I have my hat of disguise on and I show some of my privates, are they are they Tabaxi privates?
They are however you want your them to look.
You get to decide what your bits look like.
They look like Ron Weasley's ginger balls.
Gross.
Yep. No.
Only a 13.
They don't notice any jets.
Don't say it like that. I got more hit points than you. Let me see these.
Yeah, do you notice any traps?
Roll me an investigation.
Yeah. Fuck me. That's another nat 1, boys
you don't
and girls.
Any traps.
Reach in.
Which one?
I'll read for
Tony's velvety pouch. One of the velvet bags is a light blue. The other one is like a pink.
Okay. I'll take the light blue one first.
Okay. You pick it up. You hear some stuff rattling inside of it.
Open up.
You open up, and there are diamonds inside.
How many diamonds?
You would gather about 500 gold pieces worth of diamonds.
Okay.
What's in the other one?
You open up the other bag, and it's more diamonds. Another 500 gold pieces.
Because is 500 enough for something?
It's enough for the second level.
I believe, yeah, that's right.
Raise dead is 300.
Revivify is 300. Raise dead
is 500.
Okay.
And this was a pink pouch?
Yep.
Okay. And what's in the bag of holding?
You turn it inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You turn it inside out.
This may take us a couple minutes.
And a gnome man falls out of it dead.
Nah.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what does he look like?
Just like that, huh?
He's got kind of like a darker skin, white hair, he's got some stab wounds in him. I'll say with your passive perception, you notice that he has a wedding band on one finger, and as you look back over at Nyx, he also has a matching wedding band on his finger.
He's probably
his husband.
So they don't look the same?
No.
Probably...
Oh, you thought they were siblings or something?
I thought Nyx was impersonating this guy.
Oh.
No.
It's his husband.
I don't think they should take this. Did he kill him, or is he trying to get, or are they trying to get him revived?
I don't know.
Well, I tell you what.
I'm just in your head.
I'm going to go over to Nyx and throw some water in his face or something.
Tie him up first.
Call me a messenger.
Actually, you probably don't need to.
I'm not worried.
I'm
about
used
this
to tying up like fucking the most insanely powerful characters, and I'm just a bitch.
16.
All right now he's upside down in a chair.
I pick him up and slap his face and throw some water.
Pick him up. All right, so you're holding him off to the ground
by the scruff of his neck.
Okay. You awaken him. He starts coughing. Oh man, what happened?
Detect thoughts.
Yeah.
His detect thoughts, he's thinking, is this a sex thing? What happened here?
So I will just hold him like by the scruff of his neck.
What's the safe word? I don't like this.
Open your eyes.
He's looking at you. You still have
no. I'm holding him so he can see the dead gnome.
Oh. Into my stuff.
What does she hear?
It's not like a conscious thought. It's just like the party in his brain is over.
The what?
The party in his brain is over.
Oh, okay.
Like he's sobering up real quick, and you feel sadness.
Okay.
You went through my stuff.
Yeah. Who's the dead person you're carrying around?
Not fun to talk about.
I don't care about your fun.
Who are you? Why are you? Why did you? He kind of reaches up and he's like, "Why'd you hit me?"
Because I wanted to. Who's the dead gnome?
It's my husband. Fuck.
Why do you have your dead husband in a bag of holding?
Because I'm trying to revivify him. Raise him from the dead. I was told to come to the bar to do that.
Why aren't you doing that then?
Because they said it took too long. And I don't have enough for the one that can do it.
How much do you need for the one that can do it?
He needs a true.
Not a true. Just a regular resurrection.
That should be 500.
I need a fucking...
Dead's 500.
I need a study guide for the resurrection.
The resurrection's 1,000. I guess he does have enough.
He does have enough, Who told you don't have enough?
He says, I went to a priest here in town.
What priest?
He gives directions to a temple.
Do I know what temple it is?
Roll me an intelligence plus proficiency.
Intelligence plus proficiency? Well, that's just my... 21.
It's a Micaiah's temple.
You fucking idiot. You're fucking idiot. God, you're a dumbass. Go anywhere but Micaiah's, you fucking idiot.
I don't understand.
Micaiah's is the only thing... Of course you went to a Micaiah's temple in Tabar. That makes complete sense. Good way to get yourself robbed. Even better than getting high on drugs and expecting two beautiful women to do your bidding as you take them up to your room.
I just wanted a last bit of fun before I... Well...
You're a dumbass. You have enough for the resurrection. Go somewhere where you're not going to be swindled.
What you said before?
Was he going to kill himself?
Yeah.
Go tell him where another...
Literally is. Any temple but Micaiah's. I smack him upside the head a little bit.
Yeah. Which, can you give me a recommendation?
Literally any temple but Micaiah's.
I'm not from here. I don't know what temples are to which people.
Get directions from a guide. Let's go. This guy's an idiot. I throw both bags of diamonds at him. I toss him on the bed and put both diamonds on him.
Yeah, keep those safe. Don't keep them in the safe.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Do it soon.
Who killed your husband?
Yeah.
He says, brigands. We live in Bronzeport, and we're pretty well-to-do.
Dumbasses, you mean.
They broke into the house, and he tried to fight them off.
Stop doing drugs.
Yeah.
I had just started.
Yeah, stop.
Don't do it anymore. Hire some fucking guards.
I'll take them from you.
No! Actually. I'm just going,
Are you robbing me or helping me?
I'm helping you. You don't want to do these anymore.
But you two were in cahoots? All the money that I lost?
Yeah, that's ours, by rights.
We weren't in cahoots. You just invited us up here.
You two are clear. You're fine, thank you. Just please go.
The strangest interaction this man has ever had.
What happens when you're on drugs?
It's what happens when you come to the bar.
It's just another day in Tabar.
Strange things happen.
Meanwhile, back on the streets of Tabar.
Can I say that I'm putting on, like, using whatever artifice stuff I have, putting on a little show for Tony, getting some mini fireworks going as he's doing his little song and dance.
yeah, Yeah, so you're doing pretty well. You got people, like tourists coming by that are, you know, rubes that are giving you gold pieces.
I also, before we fucking continue at all, I don't know what the hell you just rolled, but I want to be very, like, conscientious of, like, where our things are. Because I don't want to get pickpocketed or nothing.
Your passive perception is 10.
Okay, Tony, you need to do that part of
Tony's
the job.
Tony's passive perception is 20, so...
I am not built to be a lookout. But just to be clear, I want to make sure that we're consciously keeping that in mind.
Yeah, I imagine you'll have your stuff, like, behind the curtain with me, and I'll have put that in, like, a safe space.
After a couple hours, you two have made 14 gold pieces.
Nice.
Cool.
Kind of big, burly earth genasi comes walking up to you. He says, I can see anybody I want to see.
Yeah, anybody you want to see.
He says, I want to see you go do this somewhere else. You're in wheat flow territory, and I don't think that you have a permit to be out here doing this.
Roger Dodger. Heck of everything. Come on.
He says, if you go down about 10 blocks, he says, you'll be on a rent-a problem.
Any chance you'll give me a gold for giving you what you wanted?
I won't take a gold. How about that?
Fair enough!
Will they be meaner to us over there?
Who knows?
He just shrugs. They won't be me.
Okay. You said they won't be me.
You want
me.
Some moon sugar?
Yeah. Me.
And he just cracks his big, earthy knuckles. Sounds like stones grinding together.
Thanks, have a nice day!
Yep, that's people walking.
We're not fucking with that.
How much money did you make so far?
14,
which is the same amount that we lost earlier.
Yeah, so you just made it back.
We're not as effective with our hustle as you guys are.
I think we were plenty effective.
Yeah, and you have fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we brought joy, which is the most important thing. You conked somebody on the head, and you stole their dead husband.
That sounds to me like we both had exactly the kind of fun that we love. It's the same.
I guess. Weirdo.
Do you know if the, like, the place here, do they like to have drugs? Do they?
You mean the family?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fucking do it. I mean, anybody can do drugs anywhere they want.
No, but I mean, like, do they want it?
Oh, no, they don't want it. Mm-mm. Right?
Yeah, not the wheat flows.
Wheat flows, they won't sell drugs. And you don't need to go anywhere where they do sell those kind of drugs.
No, I just was like, where can we put this somewhere else?
I mean, we can
flush it.
Flush it, basically.
Yeah, I'll flush it.
Is Minor Illusion, what is it, a cantrip?
Mm-mm, I think it's first level.
But probably would have fleshed it before we left the room, just to be like, yes, we're doing this for your own good.
It is a cantrip.
You flushed the drugs?
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
We would not have told you. Yeah. We're doing this game.
I want to see what placebo cocaine does to Tony.
I don't.
Listen, the placebos are often worse.
Yeah. It's like when you give a kid, like, grape juice and go, like, this is wine.
Yeah, they actually think that sugar doesn't actually make kids hyperactive. It's the expectation that it does that does.
That's not true at all. Sugar acts like cocaine on your brain. It's a highly addictive substance.
Alright, so, are you guys going to go to a different part of town and try to scam again, or are you guys going to head in for the night?
I feel like we broke even. That was good.
I'm following Tony's lead.
Well, I mean, at this point,
I'm just here to make sure no one dies.
I don't know that I want to go home, but I maybe just want to, like, wander around and see if there's any trouble we can get into.
It's the City of Ice, I mean, City of Delights. You can, whatever trouble you want to get into.
I don't want to get into real trouble. I just, I don't know. Maybe I should go to bed. Mm-hmm. I do have a bunch of drugs coming to me later.
And conserve your energy for the drugs.
Drugs are
Drugs, drugs, drugs.
Okay, so y'all gonna call it a night?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so y'all go to bed and rest easy.
I actually have one more suggestion. Mm-hmm. Can I tinker with the safes to try to make sure they're a little more secure?
Oh, yeah. I wanna do
Can I do something with that?
You'd have to basically make a new safe.
You can
like arcane lock it.
I'll arcane lock it. How long does that go last?
I just assume that you guys are not using the safe.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got everything.
We've got a bag of holding.
And a hole of holding. Can I do a possession?
We've got a suite, and I will just sleep near the door, the bed nearest the door.
And you can alarm the door, of course, as you always do.
Yeah. Cool.
Can I do a possession check? Just check everybody's stuff?
Yep.
Check the holes, check the
bed. You'll take account of your stuff, and you all have all your stuff.
You were talking about your exorcism situation, and I was like, why? You have a check you can do?
Surprise.
Slam those long rest buttons. You guys take a uninterrupted night of sleep. And it's now the 16th.
I burn all of these human disguises. I hate them. I'm back to Petra, Yana, and Kel'Blood.
Okay.
I hate them. Viola did the work that she needed to do.
Yeah, you got what you needed from Viola.
Again?
Yeah, probably.
Hmm?
She was asking if I was going to be Ron again today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be, what's the one that was all over him?
So I guess at this point, who are you disguising yourself against? I guess the rollers for you, probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And just being in Tabar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
way, if you do something stupid the next day, you can have a new face.
Yeah. I'm going to look like Lavender Brown.
Well, did you have your disguises up last night?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you went into the casino or the bar, you would have started glowing.
Okay, then it would have been. I would have been me.
Would I glow everywhere because I have the ring of identity?
That is a good question.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I guess. Let me think about that for a sec, because
it is a spell.
It's a magic item, and lots of people have magic items, and they wouldn't want them to glow for that. So, no, I want to say that it's obviously it's whatever I want it to be. So, I'm gonna say though, your disguises are fine. You didn't cast the spell in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say
we can say you could have left and re-upped it every hour when you needed to. All right. So you wake up to. It's the 16th of death. It's Queen's Day. You're in Tabar. Warm breeze rolling in. As you wake up, there's a knock at the door. You hear a voice say, room service.
Didn't order room service.
Free breakfast for the fancy suite. It's part of your 10 gold piece a day package.
Is there people?
Yes. You see a well-dressed person with a cart with a big one of the silver serving things.
Is this normal?
You've never stayed here before.
But I mean, in Tabar, is this sort of service normal?
Some places, yeah. Some places not. It depends on the quality of the place.
Because we're in a suite, right?
Well, yeah, it's fantasy Vegas.
You guys are in a more opulent hotel with a you're in a suite, so you are paying good money. So this is within the realm of possibility.
Everybody get decent.
Okay.
Now, of course, you did not order this specifically, so you are fair to have your hapless.
I am very
suspicious.
I'm going to open the door and, like, look the person up and down.
And
disguising
I'm right behind
it as,
you.
Disguising it as, and not.
When you open the door, he nods and he says, here you go.
I'm also Gia now.
Ooh. Ooh.
I like
Gia. So
Gia.
Pronouns?
They, them.
Okay.
Basically everything is they, them now. Slightly mask leaning. I'll put it in the chat.
He says,
Is it, it's just a platter?
No, it's a cart.
Oh. Sure.
I'll take it.
Okay.
And, I'll wave them away and pull the card in.
Right. He holds out his hand expectantly.
I thought this was part of the package.
What's normal? What's normal?
Probably a silver or gold.
Okay, I'll give him a silver.
Thank you. Yeah, he leaves.
Holds out his hand. I guess we'd look at what's on the tray.
There's coffee, orange juice, a variety of breads, eggs, bacon.
Dude, I hate being here. I'm so suspicious all the time. Like, it's poisoned.
Pancakes, waffles.
Oh, you know what, though? You did bone somebody very important. Mm-hmm. So, does he know we're staying here?
Yeah.
Does he know we're in this suite?
No.
He does not.
He just knows we're staying.
The guy at the door said it was part of your package for...
Okay.
For
likely story.
It's probably fine. I'm immune to poison, but I can tell if things are poisoned or not, right?
Yeah, I think we established that.
Yeah. So I'll just taste a couple things.
Worst case scenario, I can purify food and drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try a few things just to make sure there's nothing funky going on.
You hear a knock at the door again a few minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, there's been a terrible mistake. You didn't eat any of the food, did you?
Why?
No reason. Why? Let me just take it away.
I reach out very slowly, grab him by the
foot. You open the door?
Yeah.
Evelyn's standing there.
Fuck you, bitch!
Got you, bitch!
I swear!
She's a complimentary room service.
She actually doesn't even know me. She just hears my voice. Yes. Get in here, goddammit. Fuck you.
And who's
she's just laughing.
Come on.
She holds up a hat of disguise. She says, "This is a new thing I got recently."
I've seen you better.
Look good.
She says,
"Fuck you, man."
She says, "I knew you were staying here. Sorry, sorry, we didn't get to meet up last night. I looked for you but couldn't find you.
We had a great time last night. Maybe the best time I've ever had in Tabar.
That's really fun."
She says, "But I found out that you were staying here, so I hope you don't mind. I figured I'd buy you a little breakfast."
Thanks.
Couldn't resist the opportunity to fuck with this one.
Damn it.
Were your hackles up? I knew they would be.
Of course they were. I was standing behind that door when she opened it, ready to stab your ass. Plus, well, never mind.
We've never met
Evelyn. No.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Evelyn.
This is Evelyn. Evelyn,
hi,
this is...
I'm Tyka's nemesis.
It's Gio today, all right? This is Shems, Tony, and Inari.
Hey, what up?
Yo.
Hello.
Nemesis. At best, a thorn.
She says, "You know, you don't play a game of cat and also cat for your whole life.
Your whole fucking life.
And not develop a nemesis or two.
I killed a nemesis. I don't actually want to kill you, Evelyn."
"I don't actually want to kill you either."
"I know."
"Still doesn't change the fact that you're my nemesis."
"You know, I'm enjoying this. This is fun."
"Ah! It's very weird."
She says, "So, you all must be the demon slayers of Rakkad."
"Oh, yeah. That's
guilty as charged."
Yeah.
"I made him dance."
She says, "What's it feel like being famous?"
"It's pretty great.
People don't recognize me. I don't actually know."
"I mean, if you wanted them to, you could, but you don't want
I
them
chose
to.
This.
You chose this."
"I'm famous for my actions and not my face. It's a great middle ground."
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I was going off to my morning routine, and I thought, what a perfect opportunity to fuck with somebody.
To be a shithead.
I haven't got to fuck with in, 3 months.
Yeah,
so.
3 whole months.
What's your morning routine?
She says, "I can tell you that, but I'd have to kill you."
Love to see you try.
Actually, now that you mention it.
She says, "I wouldn't." She says, Y'all look frightening as fuck. I'm just gonna not mince words. I mean, where did you buy that staff at? Like, Evil Wizards R Us?
I am Evil Wizards R Us!
They're the one that made my sword.
Holy shit,
I made this staff, I made that sword, I made that pin. Or what is it? It's like a hairpin?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I made the hat.
She actually gets a genuine look of excitement on her face. She says, that sword is so fucking dope.
Isn't it?
Do you think you can make another one?
No. Do you have, like, 25,000 gold pieces?
And a shard from a wild magic stone crystal.
I have none of those things. Yeah. Can you still make it one? She says, her halo growing extra brightly behind her.
It's very expensive having very nice things. I will say that much.
Yeah, you're like rich now or whatever,
right? Yeah, kind of. Richer after last night. You know you had a dumbass in this place with his dead husband in a bag of holding?
Do we want to check on that guy?
No.
She says, what, it's another moon's day in the bar.
I know. I was just like, really, dude? Your dead husband in a bag of holding? He went to Machias to try and get his husband resurrected.
I still can't believe that Machias Dimple is still here.
I mean, where better for a
Machias
Dimple,
though? Do we
want to
do something about it?
If it happened to get firebombed and the Shikiris didn't find out that I had anything to do with it, then yeah.
Is it in Shikiri territory? I don't know that we want to go back there, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be great.
No.
Isn't Shikiri my sibling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We definitely want to do it then.
I mean, what's that fucker going to do?
Maybe it's the coup de grace at the end, like right before we leave.
We leave town.
Yeah. Oh, just real quick, I have to drop a bomb.
Just throw your Molotov.
Yeah. That's funny. Fantasy Molotov.
Has the temple of Machias been here a while, Chris?
It got established less than a year ago.
Oh.
So you know about it barely. But basically, nobody on your side of town is happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
But nobody, like, whatever they're paying the Shikiris off to be there, mm-hmm. it's probably a fair amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants, you know, it's pretty deep onto the Shikiri side of things, so nobody's gonna fuck with it. But nobody likes it being there.
Nobody in town is gonna fuck with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, delayed bombs or like delayed incendiary devices?
I don't have any spell that could work like that, mm-hmm. but depending on how merciful
they
the
make dynamite, right?
Like, I could make all sorts of things within the realm of what Chris says is okay.
You know what we could do? We could go in and have a bunch of like bombs or whatever, like dynamite or whatever, and then just have Tony one step away from his teleport circle and then light a short fuse and teleport out.
That's, yeah.
Just go straight in and do it from the inside.
It's an option. What did we need to do today? You said you were going to show us around town, but there was something you needed to do?
Yeah, I just want to reminisce. I figure sometime this afternoon we can all just go around to some bars and taverns in Arena territory.
Here's, by the way, what Evelyn looks like.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big-ass halo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? Does she react at all when I say that?
Sorry, what did you say?
you were doing an image search.
I was. Guilty as charged.
No, I just said that later this afternoon we can just make a tour of some bars, casinos, and taverns in Arena territory.
Mm-hmm.
Does she react at all to that?
No.
Okay, cool. Okay. I think, did we wake up early accidentally because we're used to being on the road?
A little bit, yeah. She says, well, anyway, have fun with that, and if you happen to bump into any of your old companions, you know, tell them where you're staying.
Do tell them or don't tell? Don't. Fair enough.
She says, pleasure meeting y'all, and keep up the fucking legend game.
Bye.
Thanks for breakfast.
No problem. Next time it's on you.
Uh-huh.
And she leaves. Still chuckling about the...
I mean, you have to get her back.
It's fine. We didn't... we didn't ever really play all that much when we were kids, so this is fine. It's pretty funny. Hmm. It is so weird being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look out the window, and you can actually, from the window that you're saying, you can actually kind of see down to the building your old bolt hole was in, like.
Yeah.
And you're a couple stories up, so you can see across the neighboring building. You can kind of see over into the arena side of town.
Mm-hmm. Very weird. Very, very weird being here.
So, what are you all going to do today?
Fuck you.
I mean, I say we just, chill.
Sure.
You're going to take a sightseeing, right?
I mean, there's not much to do this early in the morning. Kind of thing. Like, things don't really get interesting in Tabar until, like, after 2 or 3 o'clock.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, who wants to be in a bar at 8 a.m.?
I mean, there are definitely people in the bars, but they're not the type of people that you want
to
hang out with.
And you don't want to be with those people. So, yeah. I mean, I do genuinely just want to go through some bars and taverns, but it would be later on today, so.
If you are looking for something to do in the morning, you would know that the Spiros actually put on kind of like street shows, like juggling and stilts and fire breathing. Down near the docks as the boats come in to try to allure people to their side of town.
Oh, okay.
But it is, you know, obviously they're trying to lure people to their side of town, but it is actually a pretty cool show to watch.
Okay. Yeah, we could go down, because, like, probably passenger boats and stuff are docking earlier in the morning. Okay. Yeah, so let's go do that. That way you guys can just walk around and stuff like that.
What is it called? What shows?
The name of the family is Spiro. S-P-I-R-O.
Okay, thank you.
But they're just, like, it's basically, like, street festival type stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, y'all, having made an early start to the day, finish up your breakfast, your coffee, walk down the mostly empty lobby, though you still see some people playing gambling games, some people drinking. There is music, but it's kind of lighter instrumental music. kind of like bards that are still making their way up the boards, putting in their effort by playing soft morning music.
Can I get an ale to go at the bar?
Yes, easily.
Yeah, so I'm going to get an ale to go so I just have something to drink as I'm walking around.
And as you walk down the streets, there's also people selling ales and hurricanes. Yeah. And
I'm going to get one of those ales that you strap to your shoulder. It's so long.
Slushy.
You see, as you walk down the street, past a couple brothels where tired-looking sex workers, like, smoking their morning cigarette and having coffee, like, very lazily, like, call out, looking for anything this morning.
No,
but that's about the level of effort that they're putting in. Hey, you make your way down the strip. The interesting thing about the strip in this area is, and this is something you would know, is that even though it's like bright morning, it's still a little dim. Mm-hmm. There's just a little bit of magical dimness in place of the strip that makes the signs pop just that much more as you're walking down the street, these illusionary signs. Tony, with your stupid passive perception.
What's your passive?
It's the same as the Nari's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's spreading the perception luck. You notice as you're walking down the strip that as you get kind of near the core of it, there are 7 streets in a row.
Uh-huh.
That each have the name of a 7 deadly sin. So you pass by the street of lust, the street of avarice, the street of wrath. The street of wrath, just down the street you see a big fighting arena.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's the arena. Mm-hmm. The big one that every town has one.
Yep.
Are there any arena fights today?
There's arena fights every day.
I would like to go to one.
And you realize as you're passing the arena that you've crossed over from Wheat Flow territory into arena territory.
Yep.
And the strip kind of curves around, and so you know that you've got the spires to your left and the arenas to the right. And as you walk down towards the docks, you hear these sounds. You hear before you see the sounds of percussion and music and some horns. And you see some large ships pulling into the harbor. Some already docked with gangplanks down and people kind of going down the planks of the town. And you see these tall people on stilts juggling, people breathing fire.
Coming off the ships? Or
No, people in the streets that are performing. Kind of, as you're walking down this near the end of the strip ends at the docks. And you see people all on the right side of the street trying to bring people further into their hotels and their establishments. Uh-huh. However, it is a just a fantastical parade of sort of acrobatic talent and showmanship. And you all are able to watch as these people, you perform in the streets, putting on this hell of a show. And some of the people that have never been to the barn before, obviously kind of falling under its spell and heading into that Spire territory. You also see people who have been to the barn many times and are just walking straight by without even making eye contact. What do you all do?
I mean, I'm going to be pretty single focused on, like, I want to go see an arena show. You guys want to go to an arena show? Let's go to an arena show. Maybe they'll let us fight.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like
a
blast.
Did I get one of the fake pills yet? I mean, the real ones.
That's up to you,
Sam. Yeah, could I have done that last night while he was sleeping, just crushed up some, like...
Throw me an alchemist fool's check.
You got this.
Can I help with, like,
would that just be
how it looked like?
It was more fine than that.
That would just be my double proficiency, right?
You have to roll with advantage because Nari's helping you. And Nari's showing you the real drugs.
Just a little.
Before she flushes it.
Just a little bit.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that was an add one, which is ass. But then 18?
Total?
18 total, yes.
Okay.
The other roll was a 10.
So and we'll plus say this is before your long rest, so do you want to use your last flash of genius on it?
Fuck it, yeah, sure.
Flash it.
So, Tony, you're handed a bag of multivitamins.
Yeah.
And have your basically recommended daily allowances for things like vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B, calcium, because you're getting older.
Can I get an eraser, by the way? Mm-hmm. So that was from my last yesterday's flesh of geniuses. So then today I'm still fresh.
Oh, hearing you drink water makes me thirsty.
You're going to town. Good God.
We got some salty food.
All right. So Tony's hyped up about arena fights.
Yeah, let's go see an arena fight.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we want to fight, that won't be a problem either.
I feel amazing!
You look amazing, too.
It's funny.
It's an amazing day.
Okay, so you head from there straight to the arena.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 5 gold pieces apiece to get entry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to inquire about fighting, or are you just going to watch?
Yeah, how much to fight?
You asking the person who's selling the tickets?
Yeah.
He looks at you and he says, he looks you up and down and he says, you looking for a one-on-one fight? Or are you looking for a team fight?
Team fight.
He kind of expands his gaze to include the four of you.
Mm-hmm. Could I, could I have my staff, like, in my bag of holding? Because that's the only thing that looks intimidating about me. And I want him to underestimate me.
He says, first time to the bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You realize in this arena we fight to the death, right?
I didn't know that.
Did I know that?
You knew that.
Oh, okay. Would I have
Let's
would
do
I
it!
Discourage Tony and everyone else? No, because I love it. And we have diamonds bleeding out our ears.
As long as Shems doesn't die.
Hey! That was one time, okay? I'm a good fighter.
You are.
Alright, well, if you're looking to die, you should talk to the talent scout.
The talent scout? Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, it was 5 gold, right?
I just sell tickets. I don't put people in the ring.
You don't have faith in us.
I don't put people in the ring. I just sell tickets.
So can I get my 5 gold back? Where's the talent scout?
He taps the sign, no refunds.
I knew that. Come on.
Every place in this town has that fucking sign. Mm-hmm.
I would know where the talent scout is, though, right?
Oh, no, he gives you directions.
Oh, okay.
It's an office with an entrance on the outside. So this is a very circular arena.
Yeah.
And so there's the ticket, but then there's like various offices and doorways that are built into the exit. So he gives you the number of doors to knock on.
Mm-hmm.
So you all go down to talk to the talent scout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all looking, you two are upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
You're as,
Gia.
I think you're Gia.
I'll be, like, left of Shems.
And you're just left of Shems? So, you knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you hear a voice say, "Yeah, come on in."
You got any spots open for fighters today?
You open the door. Do you sit on the outside or do you go in?
As I'm walking in.
So you walk into, it's a kind of a small, cramped office. You see a hobgoblin sitting behind a desk. He's got a pair of readers on as he's looking over some vellum sheets with a quill in one hand. Cracks his neck. He says, "What's your gimmick?"
"We kill people.
And we look good doing it."
Roll me a quick persuasion check. Just you.
Just me?
No help.
She should get advantage because she is actually hot.
Ooh. I either got a persuasion, 18.
Okay. Still really good.
Is that the one that you can't roll less than 10 on? Or?
Yeah.
So, okay.
10 plus 8, right?
Yep. Okay, well. He says, y'all have any experience in the pits?
Yeah, not in the pits, but...
We have killed many a thing.
He kind of gives you a... He puts his readers down. And then opens the drawer and pulls out another pair of glasses and he puts them on. He says,
"How many pair of glasses do you have?"
I say in our heads, maybe we should be the horn and claw for this.
Yeah, I was just thinking, we could probably pull in a really good crowd if we say, like, these are the heroes of the... like regatta or whatever the fuck.
Okay. As he puts on his second pair of glasses, he says, "Oh fuck, by the gods, you guys are lit up like Christmas trees. Not Christmas trees. You guys are lit up like a ship on fire. What's adventurers or?"
I'll change my disguise to Yana. "The Horn and Claw is here."
Sorry.
That's our gimmick.
I follow your lead of getting rid of my disguise, so I just wipe off face and makeup and it looks just equally unremarkable.
And I take my hat off.
I just wave.
Oh yeah, you're actually, like, you have something to be afraid of.
Yeah, you do here.
Good point. Very good point.
I also meant to ask Evelyn about the rollers, and I completely fucking forgot, so... Can I have done that?
Would it?
Yes.
Giving her a description and let her know that I'm looking for him.
She says, " He says, Fire Genasi, Owlin, and Elf, I did see them walking down the street last month.
Mm.
Hard to, you know, weird moxie crew. Okay, weird moxie crew. And that Fire Genasi, when he looked at me, it felt like he was looking through me. He was
very, the bad sort.
Very intense eyes. I haven't seen them since, but it doesn't mean they're not still here.
Mm-hmm.
They're heading east towards either Shakiri or Kalis territory. I'm not sure which.
They'd fit right in over there. If you see them, let me know.
Will do. All right, now back to the prison.
Yep.
He says the Demon Slayers of Rakkad.
Yep.
In the flesh.
He says...
Super quick question. Just because I'm worried about the rulers. Do they know that Inari is, like, one of the heroes of the regatta?
She was not in disguise in the regatta.
Weren't you? Oh, no, we didn't take on disguises until well after the regatta.
Yeah.
So.
You're thinking too much.
If Inari's cool with it, then...
How do you feel about it before we go crazy about this?
Whatever.
You can always opt out, too. I'm going to be like, we don't know where she went.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't...
But like, we got this new person.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Or you could just go back to the hotel and not have any fun.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, so, what are you hoping to fight in the pits? People? A demon?
I don't think there are demons.
Probably demon be better. I don't really feel like killing more people just for funsies.
If we fight the demon, can we get our winnings plus the body?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Big brain.
Roll me a persuasion.
What is...
That's a nat one, motherfuckers.
I will use my coin for you.
I have a coin.
I want bits.
Don't do it again.
It's a whole different thing when you say it.
Persuasion? 13? You said persuasion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 13.
The duality of man.
You just get the idea. Once he realizes that the body is valuable to you, because otherwise why would you have asked for it? He's just like, he says, I'll sell you the body for 5% of your take.
5% is pretty chill.
That's fine.
He says, all right, so when you're looking to... He says, with a name like yours... I think that should bring in a crowd if we have a little bit of advance notice.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we say? Let's see. It's Queen's Day. No, it's Queen's Day today. Best fight night brings in the most people. He says is. Why can't I remember the names of my goddamn days of the week?
Do we want to stay here?
I don't
want to
stay
Sun's here. Days.
No, I want to do it today.
Yeah. It'll be today, or it won't be at all.
Okay, tonight?
Sure.
All right, well, it's the more time you can give it, the more money you can make, but if you want it to be less time, then you can do it tonight. You'll just make lower money on it.
Maybe.
Okay. I like your optimism. We can do that tonight. Normally we have small fights going all day, but the main event is always at 7 p.m. So we can bump tonight's main event, put you guys up.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. I'll get some kids out in the street hawking it. So
Could I skywrite it?
Okay, you can.
I thought you guys had people to do that. I just fucking like...
You don't do it yet. You do that like in an hour.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
I can skywrite it. You can ritual cast that, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you have a card for it?
I mean, I don't... Honestly, I more so use the list here. Yeah, you can ritual cast skywrite.
Just do it every hour.
Jeez.
Alright, so.
So what time of day is it?
I mean, it's still like 10 a.m.
Ugh. Alright. let's go to some casinos since our day changed just so dramatically.
Can I dress up like different people? And or disguise myself as different people? Go into the casino and get like a gambling bet started on tonight's game.
Hell yeah.
Betting on yourself?
Yeah.
Is that against the... You're not supposed to do that?
No, you're not. You absolutely cannot bet on yourself.
Okay. If he does that and gets found out, is it going to be a big fucking deal?
He'll just lose his money.
Okay.
He might get, you know... I'd say if he was a normal person, he might get his ass kicked a little bit, but y'all are demigods at this point.
Cool.
So, I'm just gonna... I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'll just go in and find, like, kind of the sports betting area and be like, hey, did you guys hear the Horn and Claw are in town? They're coming in tonight for the arena fight. I don't know. They're getting real old. I don't think they're going to make it.
Old!
I love it.
Roll me a deception check.
One of us is 15, the others are in their 20s.
But that cat.
And we have like one man babysitting us. It actually is funny that the oldest of us is also
19.
Tony.
19. Okay. That's total?
Yeah.
Okay. You put the word out. They're not taking any bets yet because they don't know who you're fighting. They don't know the deets.
Mm-hmm.
But they think that's very interesting. We'll have to go look into that.
We're fighting a demon.
Yeah, but they don't know that. And they're not just going to take bets from based off, like, somebody's off the street. Hey, we're just people are fighting tonight.
Then they need to drink more.
Bets probably won't go in until maybe an hour before the fight, right?
So I'll come back later this afternoon if you want to.
So what we'll say is, yeah, you're setting up the groundwork at a number of casinos, betting halls, things like that.
I'll just tell him to meet me outside the arena at X time.
They said, no, that's not how it works. You come here and you place your bet here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine.
All right. So that's kind of that's what you're going to spend your day doing, is going to different betting halls and setting this up?
Yeah. I was going to just, like, do my own betting and then just take everyone's money. But I guess if we're doing it through the betting hall...
Yeah, that's the only way, really, to do it.
if you try to go somewhere and take bets from people,
yeah.
No one's going to do it because there's official betting, and you're probably going to get shooed out by the people who actually run the betting.
Sounds like a challenge.
But if you want to bet your own money on yourself...
I know that's what I'm going to do. I like the funness of trying to skirt around the rules.
Skirt, motherfucker.
So if you're going to regular citizens and trying to get them to meet outside the arena at a certain time, take bets from you.
Yeah.
Hundo
P.
How many laws is he breaking right now?
Well, laws are more of a theory than a reality.
I could wear a trench coat and go, yoo-hoo.
Oh, God.
Just a trench coat? Yes.
Oh, boy.
Just a trench coat.
Show everyone that tattoo.
I will let you know that 19 is not going to be enough. Now, you can either spend a coin and try to re-roll, or you could maybe see if you could talk to your dear sweet friend, Shiv.
It's not going to be enough to take bets from people on my own.
It's a higher DC to get people to go to you, a verified an unknown stranger, to give them your money, to give you their money.
Yeah, will you help me?
I will help because I know that
Tony.
Because I know Tony is going to try to do this anyway, and I'm assuming if I help him, I'll at least make sure he doesn't get in trouble.
All right. Does anybody want to give him the help action to try to?
Does guidance work? I don't know if guidance really fits for this.
Yeah, you can give him guidance.
Okay, sure. So you get a +5 and then roll a
D4.
I can try to help.
Okay, you want to have, like, just by pretending to be like a customer?
Yeah.
All right, and you get to roll the D20 one more time because you're getting Nara's help in this foolish, foolish plan.
Right.
So am I keeping my 19 or we're still?
You have advantage.
You keep that roll. So see if you roll again and see if you get higher.
I keep that plus +4 from the guidance.
Mm-hmm. What kind of roll is this?
Ooh.
It is a deception check.
So I got a 17 on my second roll.
So you have a plus +0 to deception?
No, I've got a plus +6.
You rolled a 13 earlier.
Oh, I thought you rolled a 19.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's 23 plus a d4 is 27. Are you flash
plus the 5, right?
Are you flash your genius?
32.
I don't know if it's necessary.
We're going to fight a demon later today. I'm just going
to
throw that out there.
I am a little bit worried. I would like to be conservative with my flash of genius, and that's a good roll.
You don't have to. That's fine.
I gave you the plus +4.
Yeah.
So no flash of genius.
Double. Conserve your shit. We're going to fight a demon.
You're right. We could die.
This is not a life or death situation. This is a stupid choice Tony was making.
That's true.
Right. DC was 30. So,
no!
That doesn't work!
I will say. Sorry. You...
Hoisted by my own baton!
But I will say. You're able to convince.
Sorry,
I keep kicking you.
Two people.
Yes!
Alright, and so you're not placing any bets on yourself. You're just going to collect bets from two people. So I'm going to meet you outside the arena before the fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we keep an eye on these absolute fucking schmucks to see? I'm worried if they were tricked by this. I'm like, these people are going to be destitute
by
the time they...
A 27. Yeah. That's
still, I feel like, such a sketchy situation.
It's Tabar.
That's true.
Everything here is sketch. So while they're doing this, I will go ahead and use their distraction to do what I want to do.
Slip off?
I'm not going to slip off too far, but I am looking for Talia.
Okay.
That's why I'm taking them on this tour, because I know that she might be in these businesses somewhere doing business.
I forget about your class. Okay, he's so adorable.
Uh-oh, he's going to eat that.
Where
did it go?
You want
to go
last night? Just half a second. I'm thinking about what I think will be a cool way to...
Mother.
Oh.
Such big purse.
It's just so cute how he just uses people as, like, bridges.
Okay, so I've given you a list of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do just kind of, I take them down on the arena side of the strip.
Yeah, which is on the way back from the Spiro's display.
Yeah. So just going by the taverns and the inns for drinks, going into the casinos.
Okay. Tell me the order that you stop there.
Oh, I mean, probably just, like, whatever order they are on the strips. Because I imagine the casinos aren't straight across from each other, right?
No. One's on the strip. One's by the arena.
So we'd go to the arena first, and then to a tavern, whichever one's closer. The Vexing Viper.
The Venomous Vagabond is the one that's near the arena.
Okay. So that would be the place where we went to get drinks. And then...
All right. Well, good news for you. I rolled randomly to see which tavern she... There's six options that she could be.
Uh-huh.
And the Venomous Vagabond was number 3.
Okay.
I rolled a 3 on the die, so...
Cool.
So as you guys are getting drinks at the Venomous Vagabond, and you see Tony off talking... some schmucks into trying to come to the arena, and you see Inari's there playing, like, oh, this sounds like an interesting opportunity. And Shims is standing next to Tony, giving him guidance. You are able to kind of slip over to the bar, and with your passive perception, you see in the...
15.
You see in the back room, chatting with the innkeeper, Talia.
Is she got guards around her or anything?
She never goes anywhere with guards around her.
Fair enough. So I was Gia whenever we came in here. There's like a restroom area, right? Mm-hmm. I will go into the restroom area, turn into... Did I see anyone else in the bar that I recognized or was worried about?
Roll me an actual perception.
14, because my perception. No, my perception is great. 18.
Yeah, you don't see anybody that was on your crew or anybody higher up. There's a couple people that, like, you think you recognize from the neighborhood, but, like, nobody that's, like, made in the family or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just, like, people that you've seen about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did that voice say violent offspring?
I think so. You know, somebody's, like, radio, I think, on their bike.
Which is really hilarious, considering what's happening right now.
But, yeah, you see her, yeah, just chatting with this proprietor, and he seems to be explaining something to her.
Yeah. And they're, like, in a sectioned-off area or behind a door?
So, like, there's the bar, and, like, there's, a room behind the bar. Uh-huh. And there's no doorway, and so she seems to be standing with what is probably like a manager's office or a proprietor's office or something like that.
But if she looked out, she could see me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, God, I'm sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. I will go to a bathroom or something and then come back out as Taika and go up to the bar and just sit there looking at her. And if she doesn't take notice of me, is she going to have to go out the front to leave or go out the back?
You know that there's another exit back there, but she's always been a front door kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the moment you exit the bathroom, her eyes clock you.
Mm-hmm.
With her passive perception of 22.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Roll me an insight check.
Okay. Oh, damn. I'd given up that fucking coin earlier. Insight? 11.
Do you want my coin?
Nah. We might need them later on today. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to give it to me, I wouldn't argue. Thanks! You're the best! Okay, dice. Oh, God. Can I roll? That's cocked, and it's between two things.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It wasn't, you always roll in the thing anyway.
It is higher, technically.
To be fair, I would have made you re-roll even if it was cocked at a 20 instead of a 1.
Okay.
So.
That's a 15, which is slightly better. Thank you.
You notice three things.
Okay.
The first one is she clocks you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is she does a double take based on your appearance. And the third one is, and you only catch this just because of how well you know her, is her face for just the briefest of moment signals like relief. And, but it's just like a micro expression that she doesn't even break the conversation she's having with this innkeeper. And then she says, well, I've got some new business to attend to. I'll be back. And, she is going to, without looking at you, walk out the front door.
I'll get up to follow.
Do you let your companions know you're leaving?
Is there a second part to that question?
No.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to... It seems like you're having a lot of fun, and I just saw somebody I wanted to talk to, so... All
right, let us know if you need any backup.
Oh, I guess the second part of that is do you ask Inari to let you out of the psychic?
No.
Okay.
Why would I ask her to let me out of it?
That's a good point. I guess she can't hear you unless you are specific.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't let me out of it.
I'll leave it up.
That's my Mayday Mayday link.
We kick you out of the group chat.
It's terrifying.
I'll re-up it just in case.
Okay. So, you take off. You go out the door and you see her kind of walking down the street and duck down an alleyway.
Okay. I'm going to At some point, I'm going to hit a turn so that I am Chia again, mm-hmm. Just so that I can duck somewhere and look like it's, you know, because I don't like walking around as a 15-year-old. This is a stupid stunt that I regret a lot.
5,000 gold piece stunt.
Yeah, a stupid, expensive fucking stunt. And then I'll just keep following her.
All right, so you turn around the alley, and she's gone.
Would I know where to follow her to?
That'll be perception check.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Perception. That's a 23.
Nice. You take a couple steps into the alleyway, and you hear her behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Just say,
I'll keep my back to her.
I'm glad you're back.
You are. That's entertaining.
We have a bit to discuss.
I'll go ahead and turn around and face her now. Discuss? Well, the last time I was here, there was no discussion. There was just tying up and putting in basements for death.
Her face is as blank as it always is, frustratingly. I know you don't have cause to do so, but I'm going to need you to trust me.
Trust you for a second? Is that what you said?
We need to discuss this off of the streets.
Hmm.
You have me at my word that I'll return you here unharmed.
Are you going to magically move me from here?
Easy enough.
Do I know enough of her capabilities that that's something she can do?
She is not a spellcaster, so it would have to be some sort of magical item.
Okay. Well, I'll put my hand on my sword and be like, as long as you take me at my word that I'm pretty confident I could drop you. And I've got friends with me, so I know together we could all drop you. So don't think for a second that I do trust you.
She gives a rare, just smirk of a smile and says, I have no doubt that the four of you could drop me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not think that you are at a point where you could do so easily.
I guess you'll just have to take me at my word and trust me.
Anyway, she pulls out a piece of chalk and draws a door on the side of the alleyway and a doorknob and opens it.
This is how she...
She says, you're one of two people that have seen this trick.
Cute trick. Is the other one dead?
No, the other one's Casimiro. And she opens the door into the alleyway.
Okay.
I have to shut it.
Well, I'll just do that thing where you're facing somebody and you, like, move this way you don't put your back to them. No, I won't. I'll just look at her, make eye contact, and then fully turn my back on her and walk through the door.
Okay. You hear her follow you behind and the sound of brick rubbing against brick as the door shuts. You find yourself in a well-appointed study, in a room with no windows.
I am going to test really quick and say, hey, can you guys still hear me?
Nope.
Huh.
No.
Interesting. Interesting.
And also, your Gia illusion drops immediately, and you just feel all your magic items powering down.
Including the sword?
Including the sword.
Yeah.
How dare.
Interesting.
She almost feels a little part of her die.
She just walks. She walks past you with her back to you for a second.
Uh-huh.
And sits in what is clearly her chair. Like a big leather wing-back chair.
Okay, great.
And pulls a bottle, like a decanter filled with an alcohol, in it, and puts it down with two glasses and fills one with each. Opens a drawer, pulls out an ice cube, and drops one in each. And then takes a sip from each and puts it.
Okay.
Puts it down and gestures to you to a slightly less in stature, but still comfortable looking leather chair that's across from her.
Mm-hmm. Are there two chairs across from her?
There are two.
I'm going to sit in one and yank the other around with my foot and put both feet up.
Love it.
And I'm lounging.
And only a way a teen can do.
The best part is I would act this way no matter how I look.
She takes a sip of her drink. Do you drink?
No. I swirl it or something like that. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll open by saying I bear you no ill will, and assure you that this isn't some sort of you owe me recruitment pitch.
It'd be pretty funny for you to throw me some sort of you owe me anything. If anyone's owed anything here, it's me for the assassination attempt.
Yeah, that's not what that was.
Oh? One fang? With a fucking bladed weapon and me tied in a chair? What was that? What was that? Talia? Tell me.
That was a test.
Oh, fuck's sake. Please.
Gavin Farlight had just been murdered. And you were one of the few people I trusted didn't do it. And so I was going to put you in underboss. Position. Not permanently, not at first.
That's hilarious.
But I figured doing so would piss off the true culprit enough to reveal themselves.
And probably if your little assassination attempt, if what you're saying isn't a lie, would have put an even bigger target on my back.
I thought you could handle it.
While you played your little fucking games. Who else did you put into a basement tied up?
Well, after you left town, Hella.
Guess she
had to find a new person to do it. What happened in that basement?
I happened. I heard later that One Fang had his head smashed in by a very Reinhardt-shaped mace. But I didn't hear that till later.
And then Reinhardt had his head chopped off with a very Taika-shaped blade, yes.
Yeah, you know, sometimes dreams do come true. So you're gonna make me believe. You're gonna try and have me believe that you are gonna make me underboss.
Like I said, not permanently, but it was a provocation designed to get somebody to screw up. And then I would have put you back into a captain role. And if you've done a good job in the time you're underboss, then yeah, is it too hard to believe that I thought you someday might make a good second?
Hilarious. Well, your petty, playful little games got me out of town, so I guess that's the most important thing to me.
I know, I've been following your progress.
Really?
So this is a good trick, having Evelyn tell people that you're headed to Bronzeport, and then actually heading there, or Rakod, and then actually heading there. You're having a ship's captain send me a letter from Rakod while you're on the road. I admit, I saw what you were doing, and I wasn't mad that you were gone. She kind of thoughtfully plays with the tip of one of her horns for a second. wasn't too dissimilar to how I got here.
Hmm.
Before I joined the family, I, too, was an adventurer.
Hmm. So, you know all about what I've been doing since I left.
Everything.
Yeah?
You know.
Where do you get your information?
From you.
What does that mean?
Buddy.
Is he stabbing you?
Sorry.
I was not expecting.
She opens a drawer, takes a vial out, and rolls it towards you. There's red liquid inside of it.
Huh. Is this my blood? How many of these do you have?
She says, I'd say about 50 at the moment. Not of yours.
50 of mine?
No, one for every member.
Is this real? Is this mine?
It's yours.
I don't belong to you anymore.
Ooh, she...
That's why I gave it back to you.
So what, this lets you spy on me?
You know, or it did for a while.
Mm.
Then you started... wearing your amulet, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Pisses me off. Didn't think you worked in blood magic.
It's not blood magic like you're thinking of blood magic.
Okay.
She kind of gets up and she says, come with me.
Mm.
She leads you to a doorway.
I follow.
She opens the door and leads it to a room inside of which you see just a large font.
Oh, scrying font.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, he's like, I want attention to
me.
So that's special. You just look at anyone you want, huh?
Have to have some part of them.
Mm-hmm.
She says, it's every, I guarantee you, every boss in the city has one of these.
Hmm. Good for them, I guess. Well, I've got my blood back. Didn't know I was here for it, but it sounds like we're done now.
She says, he wasn't going to kill you. He was going to frighten you and see where your loyalty was. But for what it's worth, I'm glad you got out of town.
Yeah. Well, my loyalty's always been to myself, so.
She actually pauses at that for a second. Says, what's... I feel like there was a time when you actually looked up to me.
May have been. An assassin, man. That'll turn it around, though.
Well, I don't know. Your ability to... Actually, let me get that for a second. She says, your luck in having another tabaxi. You looked... fairly similar to One Fang. Come into the tavern right before One Fang is supposed to be there. It's quite astounding.
Yep. It was.
But the reason I asked you to come home is to give that back to you, to formally release you from the family.
Yeah.
And to let you know that there will be no retributions for the killing of Reinhardt.
That's right.
I mean, you're welcome. Am I right?
You definitely killed One Fang.
Mm-hmm. Who actually killed Farlight? I'm curious. Do you even know?
She says, oh, I do. And I have them right where I want them.
Who was it?
That's not to say at this point, but I could send you a piece of them when I'm finished with them, if you'd like.
Oh, I don't want any of that. No, thanks.
You know,
I'm morbidly curious.
Well.
Was it Hella?
Surprisingly not. Mm.
Can I roll insight on that?
Yes.
Just to see if I get a nat 20. No, definitely not. Not even worth talking about.
She says, a shikiri plant.
Interesting. How that keeps coming up. Now I am actually going to have to insist. Because I have some business with shikiri.
That, she actually raises a rare eyebrow. What business would you have with them? You were always better than them.
Oh, that's still very, very true. But, we're wrapping some stuff up. And, yeah. Who's the plan? I'll be out of town in a day, so I won't even have time to tell anyone interesting. But it's relevant to my interests.
You always were a bit rash, I don't know. I think it's better if you don't know. I'm this close to getting the information I need out of her.
How much time is this much time?
Well, it's been 3 months now. At least a few weeks away from...
It's been...
Besides, don't worry about it. It's not your business anymore.
Yeah. Shikiris are kind of my business. But also kind of not. Interesting.
If you're going to make her want shikiri, I just ask that you let me know first.
We agreed not to. So, probably not.
If that changes...
Yeah. It'd be a bloodbath if that happened. Did you know? Well, maybe an exchange of information. I'm leaving town. And I'll be honest, this is mostly for my curiosity and for my future information, in case I do have to dip my toes back into bar again. I've got a very interesting piece of information about shikiri that may or may not change your whole outlook.
About Stormwood or somebody within it?
Stormwood.
So what are you proposing?
I'll tell you. If it's worth it, you tell me who this person is. And I can even... 99%, honestly 100% guarantee, I won't go after this person. I just want to know who it is before I leave.
What you got?
Stormwood Shikiri is Lord Amari, the wizard. One and the same.
That I knew.
You did! Oh, well.
I was the one that put Stormwood in her position.
Such a weird situation.
And I regretted it.
Hmm.
Almost every week for the last 22 years.
Yeah, that bitch is crazy.
It's 20 years for this part. But that's, yeah.
Yeah, that bitch is crazy.
She makes some poor decisions.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Nobody's perfect, you know?
Maybe we should have killed her.
She says,
do you want to make the bomb?
The traitor is one of my captains. Rosalia.
Really?
She's been in our organization for 15 years.
Hmm.
Has been a Shikiri plant the entire time.
Wow.
Probably still would be getting away with it if she hadn't gone after Gavin Farlight.
Why did she?
Well, I think her goal was to heap suspicion on Hela.
Mm.
And then get promoted to underboss.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Stormwood would have two families.
That's right. Either unofficially or the underboss
becomes the boss.
Is one of the few people that has access to me at vulnerable times.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Thanks for telling me.
Obviously, I know you'll keep this information to yourself.
What information?
Exactly. What happened to your face?
I spent 5,000 gold on a very stupid fucking stunt just so I could see the look on yours. I regret it. Let's be honest. I don't even look like I can drink. I don't even look like an adult.
Do you use a potion of longevity?
Yeah.
In your early 20s. Why?
I thought it'd be funny. And it was. You had an expression on your face when you saw me.
She goes back. She leads you out of the scrying room back in her office. She opens a drawer, pulls out like a small sheet of paper and a quill, writes something on it, hands it to you.
What is it?
It's an address of a person that can reverse it.
Oh, thanks. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Actually, she says, give me the piece of paper back.
I memorize it.
She puts it down. She pulls out a candle, lights it. Lights a little bit of wax over it. Dribbles it on the paper. Pulls out a...
Nice. Even
that,
better.
That will get it to you for free.
I mean, I can pay for whatever I want to.
I know you can, but I do owe you a little bit of a debt for what happened with one thing.
That's also true.
Very so true. I will tell you this formally. I owe you a favor.
Awesome.
You get one. Don't waste it.
And it's not this.
And it's not that.
Okay. Good to know. If the cookie ever crumbles that someone's going after Shikiri, give me a call.
She knows. And she says, all right, well, time for you to go. You, of course, are welcome in Arena territory as a tourist or a gambler, but don't go poking in places that you used to be able to.
Fair enough. Want to fix a fight?
Always.
The Horn and Claw will be at the arena tonight at 7. Fighting a demon.
And if I fix it, I mean, you're proposing that you lose?
No. That demon is so scary. Doubts upon how well that Horn and Claw can actually do. Maybe they just found the body of a demon.
Okay, it's not so much fight fixing, but yes, we can definitely try to move the odds a bit away out of your favor, though. It's going to be hard. You are all famous for killing demons, so. Now, if you are interested in taking a dive and making some money, let me know.
How much money?
Sam wants in.
She says it'll depend on how much interest we can whip up. It wins the fight.
Tonight at 7.
No, probably not worth taking a dive.
Yeah, that's
if it was, you know, if we had time to build it up a bit.
I don't like losing either.
That's fair. All right, well, good luck, Anthony.
Thanks. And just to see if it works, I'm going to go ahead and push the tattoo.
Which one of the three do you want to reappear next to?
Inari? No, Shims, because I know she blends into a crowd really well.
So,
I give her a little salute and do this, and just to see if it works in a non-magic room. Because that's what this is, right?
Yes, you work in a non-magic room. Surprisingly, it does.
Yes.
That was cool.
You see, actually, her eyes widen in surprise as you're able to teleport out of her non-magic room with this ancient, weird-ass magic.
Color.
Yes!
And you reappear next to Tony.
Behind Shems.
Behind Shems, next to Tony.
Oh, okay.
Who is just finishing up his little...
I blended so much you don't even notice me.
He's finishing up his little spiel about trying to get... strangers to meet him outside the arena at 6 p.m. to take bets.
I'll be there.
How does that finish up, Tony?
Sorry, what?
You're finishing up your little spiel about getting people to gamble outside of your... outside of the arena. It's fine. And so, yeah.
Sorry.
And, so it is... You're back. You feel the psychic connection reestablished with everybody. And what do you all want to do? Skywriting?
So what time is it right now?
It's going on noon.
Can I just skywrite every hour, just to kind of ritual cast it to make sure it's always up, and just have different advertisements to get as much of an audience as we can?
What are you advertising? Give me a taste of what this is going to be like.
Help me out. What do we want to...
Well, it's only 10 words. So.
Oh, is it?
Horn and Claw fights demon tonight at 7.
Yeah, Horn and Claw, the demon. Or I might also have one that called, Heroes of the Regatta, in case people don't, know our team name.
Cool. Right.
And then with the name of the arena.
Yeah, you can just say arena.
Arena.
Yeah.
Arena.
There's only one.
Okay, arena time was 7.
Yeah. Cool, so you start to get the word out. You've got some people interested in, two people that are interested in taking some bets start. Is there anything else that a lot of you would like to do before the fight?
I'm nervous about... it now.
Really?
About being so publicized. I just mean I'm thinking about it more and I'm getting more nervous.
Us versus one demon, it'll probably be fine.
I mean about what if they're still here.
You mean the rollers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we are going to skip town tomorrow.
Well, dead, so.
Yeah. Well, but they might. No. I don't know. I wasn't thinking that, but now after you made that comment, I was like, oh, shit.
Which comment? That you she wasn't in disguise?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's because it's your fault. Right. Not mine.
I'm the source of everyone's anxiety.
No.
Right. So is there anything you all wanted to do before fight time?
Are we serious about blowing up the temple of What's-His-Nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we should do that as we leave. Yeah.
Cool. What do I need to do to get that in order?
We just have to get some
in the least suspicious way. I'm not just walking in being like, what do I need? This is just a checklist.
Are we going to, get some fertilizer?
I mean, we can just get dynamite.
Yeah, but I mean, is that more suspicious or less suspicious?
We're adventurers. We can kind of do whatever we want,
fair.
I think.
I thought I
would.
Plus,
dynamite.
You're an artificer. You could just get your hand on shit.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I figured I would be buying parts. I didn't think I would be like, can I get a whole bomb?
Yeah, why not?
I thought it would...
I mean, you could buy different parts of a bomb from different people.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. You know, so we're not on a terrorist watch list.
Not that Tabar has that.
Yeah, Tabar doesn't have that.
Yeah.
Tabar will be like, oh, I see you're trying to blow up a building today. How can I help you with that? Yeah.
These are the top 3 shops.
It's a very saturated market, you know.
There's a lot of Yelp reviews, though, of all the different places to go to.
Bombs didn't work consistently.
This a 1-star Yelp review that was the bombs were great, but they were slightly rude to us when they were selling it to us in the back alley.
Bombs only killed half the adventuring group we were at. We had to go back in with hatchets and finish the rest of
it. Wasn't Irini? I don't remember.
Irini?
Wasn't his brother a fighter?
Yep.
Okay.
Irini, the guy you fucked in the one place? Cool.
I think I'd message him and just and kind of do it, do what you're doing. Just be like, if you or your friends want a good fight tonight.
Mm.
Blah, blah, blah.
He says, oh.
It's Mads out.
Thank you for letting me know. I will let the... I will let my brother know. He says the Jetters are in town at the moment.
Nice.
Sweet. Jetting away.
That means he's in town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He says, arrived this morning. He says, let me know if you want to do lunch or dinner. Night camp.
We'll see if I'm alive.
Night waiter. All right. So, Shims, roll me
I heard her say it, and I heard you pause.
Roll me an investigation.
Yep. To get your parts.
Oh, my God. I forgot I was doing that. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Okay, cool. My investigation's really good. What is that? Dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
So, you find yourself in a back alley in what, I'll just say for Caitlin's certification, in Spyro territory. And there is a gnome there who's got a trench coat on. And inside of it, he pulls out a small metallic object comprised of room-covered parts made from different metals, linked together with a variety of gears, bands, bits, and bobs.
Yes.
And the metals are all different colors, and it shines like a rainbow of color when held up to the light.
Sorry.
He says, you're looking to blow something up.
Yes.
Can't do any better than this.
Ooh.
Can I look at it and assess... How quality it is. Get a little, like, you know, one of those, like, little mini...
He says, I can tell you've got an eye for artifice. So I will hand it to you.
M-A-K.
Do not, under any circumstance, pull the pin. Or you both will die. The hands it to you.
Yes, I know how bombs work. This ain't my first bombing. I take it. How much money is that?
Roll me let's call it an arcana check.
Arcana.
Yep.
What die do I want to use? I get decision fatigue from deciding which die to use.
Right.
I need to just get one set for each session. Arcana. Ooh, that's going to be 29.
Nice.
This thing is a monster.
Hell yeah!
When it blows up, it basically does a fireball. If a equivalent to a fireball, except it's thunder damage. And then, just for a little bit of extra sauce, it has basically a triple random effect. Where it can do. There's a list of. It looks like maybe 20 different things that it can do. It's got a little bit of wild magic in there, too. So it could be another fireball. It could cast darkness. It could enlarge, reduce something. It could lightning bolt.
Oh, my God.
Is this actually enough to take down a building, then?
Yes.
Yeah, I need it to be in that sweet spot where it can take down a building, but not a city block.
Yeah.
This is pretty strategic.
Okay, good.
It has a 60-foot radius. So that should be about one building's worth of things.
And that would be like putting it in the middle of the building?
Yeah. You wouldn't want to put it at the corner. You'd want to put it in
for
the middle.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's
a beaut.
I made it myself.
I'm impressed. This is fine work.
He looks very pleased with that.
I know the feeling.
Are you interested in purchasing it?
Very much so. Do I want to pretend to be like? Do I want to try to haggle for this? This feels.
Ask him
what's the cost? What are we working with?
He says it is 20,000 gold pieces.
That's a lot. Do we have an idea of how much we might be making during the fight?
I don't think so.
I mean, would I know on a same day fight, even with like what I could ballpark?
You're probably ballparking. Well, first for me, like a advantage, intelligence plus proficiency check.
Plus, we could all split it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's something. Because
this is something we all want. I mean, I have a decent amount of money. I feel like I haven't been spending a lot.
You said intelligence plus proficiency, 18.
You'd probably guess like the four of you total receive kind of low thousands.
Okay, so a couple thousand each.
Mm-hmm.
So 20,000 gold is what he wants. So that's 200 platinum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 50 got. Apiece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's
or,
just...
No, it's 2,000 platinum. 20,000 gold.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 2,000 platinum.
Mm-hmm.
So 500 platinum each.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
easy. I have that.
You could try to haggle it if you want. But...
Also, roll me a religion check.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Religion check. I don't definitely don't have religion.
None of you have it as a skill.
14.
Matthias also is the god of capitalism and money. There's probably a lot of money in that temple.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. We should rob them.
Yeah. I know a little bit about the temple, but it's not been there for very long. How well guarded do I think it is?
Hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have some sort of protection racket with the securities.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are there at any given time?
Yeah.
What an anti-capitalist sentiment we would make, though, if we blew it up with the money.
Yeah, but I want that money.
We could.
I know, but like, I think the longer that we're in the temple, the more dangerous.
We don't have to take all the money,
right?
Well, and splitting up the party isn't always the best decision. But I was thinking maybe we could go two and two,
mm-hmm.
and two people could stay away, and like maybe I could go invisible, and Shems is unnoticeable,
mm-hmm.
that kind of vibe, and then we can just bamf out of there back to you guys.
Yeah.
Or some combination. I'm not just because you've
yeah,
already
yeah.
used
I've already, yeah, there's nothing I can do.
Because that might be like a good.
Yeah, your tattoo will recharge in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
If we want to.
Well, I thought
that.
It was.
I don't know.
Oh, for every full moon.
Right.
Okay.
The full moon is always the first of the month.
Oh, that's good.
easy to figure, right?
Big brain.
I was actually going to do the new moon, and it's like. First of the month.
A lunar calendar just makes more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be worried about all of the defenses, you two going
yeah.
in by yourselves,
yeah.
is what I would be worried. I would
yeah.
also say, let's do this fight tonight, get a good night's sleep, and then just get up
tomorrow.
Early.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? I think you said at the very beginning, crime doesn't happen during the day, but that's only if you're a coward. I said crime doesn't happen during the day, and like lightning, she said only if you're a coward.
That's
so
100%.
So if we go like, you know, like that 6 a.m. first light when shifts are changing type of thing, you know, when that's not really when robberies happen, so the defenses might be a little lower, and you could just make your money back.
That's true.
So 500 platinum each.
Mm-hmm.
How much is...
So what will it be?
It will be... Sorry, you add back in character so quickly. It startled me. that'll be a yes. We gotta...
A satisfied customer.
How much is that in gold pieces if after we split it?
5,000 each.
5,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. 5,000. Cool.
And I cannot stress this enough. Once you pull the pin and drop it, you have to run. Very quickly.
We've worked
you have
out.
To run.
This ain't my first rodeo. We have a plan.
And he says, you have the smell of sulfur about you.
Thank
you.
You
are very
Excuse
well acquainted
me.
With explosions, no doubt.
Ask him if Mage Hand will pull the... If Mage Hand would work. To pull the...
Oh, if Mage
oh,
Hand
yeah.
will pull the pin.
Yeah.
It would, I think, yeah.
Cool, yeah.
It'll
help a little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think having Tony one stroke away from a teleport circle...
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
think we're in the clear. I think this is a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right, so you get your grenade.
Thank you for your service.
Anything else anybody wants to do before fight night?
Mm-mm.
All right, so you'll rest up and get ready for your big demon fight, sky raiding. Yeah. And
before fight night, I do go get my age reversed. My age reversed.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you go to that address and knock on the door, and there is a ancient-looking elf with cataracts and just kind of black. I guess a drow is probably the more accurate description. They've got, like, very black skin, white hair. And they look at you, and they say, I was talking to him.
I show the thing.
Picks it up and feels the seal on it. What is it Talia would like for me to do for you?
I used to be 10 years older, and I bought a potion of longevity because I thought it'd be funny.
All right, and what age would you like to be set back to?
Do I just get to pick?
Yep.
78.
I mean, I'd love to just be like a solid, like... What was I before? I was 22.
You started the campaign at
23. And then I gained
2 years.
2 years, so I was 25. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just put me back to 25.
25?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So 10 years. I'm inside.
Okay.
And so he has you take a seat in a chair. And he says, all right, well, close your eyes. This will be mildly unpleasant.
Okay.
I guess I would imagine rapid aging to be very unpleasant.
No.
He says, this won't work until you close your eyes.
I close my eyes, but peek.
All the way.
I close my eyes, right. And if I feel him doing anything near me, I open them.
You hear him chanting like a spell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just dying. Adore, like, you feel just the feel of your bones sort of cracking as your hips expand back out a little bit. Just like all of your cells just shrieking in agony as they cycle through 10 years of life in the matter of, you know, a minute. Like, you feel like your skin drying up and, like, it just, like,
your skin just reabsorbs the oil.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
You're gaining a year for every round of combat. You go in for a 1 minute fight.
And after an excruciating minute, he says, all right, you're done now.
Thanks, I think. Does he look younger?
No.
Okay.
He looks actually a little older, if anything.
Okay, I don't want to examine that.
He says, well, if you have any other magical ailments you need cured, any curses or petrified friends, you know where to find me.
That is good to know. Cool. Thanks. Deuces. Should I tip?
Up to you, man.
I don't.
That's so funny.
Should I tip?
You stand up and just like your knees crack a little bit.
I'm 25. They can't crack that much.
They can.
Your body's getting in alignment.
You gotta readjust things and you leave 25 years old again.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me reverse that.
Yeah. And then, so you all rest up and get ready for the fight, and that's where we'll start next session.
Yay!
Fight, fight.
Hilarious.
Fight, fight, fight.